Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest has been practicing soaking in the presence of God for 25 years. She has seen multitudes healed and begin to hear God's voice clearly and have visions and fresh encounters with God's love. She says it's so simple and available for everyone. Interested? Hello, I'm here with Carol Arnott, and many of you familiar with Carol and her husband, John, and they were the leaders of what has been known as the Toronto Airport Outpouring, and unbelievable, something like 4.5 million people came from all over the world because the presence of God was there. And Carol has just written a brand new book on soaking. And many of you know what soaking is, but many of you don't even know what that is. And would you briefly describe what is soaking?
Sid, is positioning yourself before the Lord. It's saying, Lord, here I am. I've come to love you. No prayer agendas, no intercession, all that's good, but it's time to be focused on Him. And it opens your heart to intimacy. It opens your heart to being transformed, to be healed, to be radically in love, and to be empowered as well. Because you see, you can't give away what you don't already have.
And when I think of soaking, I think of laying down on the floor or sitting in a comfortable chair, playing some very relaxing music, and being still before the Lord.
Right.
Now, when you started this soaking, no one had taught you this.
No.
You had no paradigm for it. How did you start?
Well, I started because I couldn't stand in the presence of the Lord. I would be on the floor. And so I was just there, and I would be loving Him, and His presence would be there. And the more I loved Him, the more His presence would come. And then He would begin to say, I love you, my daughter. You are so precious to me. And then I'd say, do you really love me? And then He'd say, yes, I really love you. You know, it's hard for us to believe because we know what we're like, right?
Well, and God knows even better than we know.
I know. But it's really opening our hearts to believe that He really, really, really loves us and that we really are His son and really are His daughter. And He absolutely, His whole thing is He wants to spend time with us. You see, that's the most valuable thing that we own. He spoke to me and He said, Carol, sell me the most valuable thing that you own. And I said, Lord, I don't know what that is. What are you talking about? You know, do you want my house? I have to ask John. Do you want my, the only thing I own that's sort of valuable is my horse. Do you want me to sell my horse? And He said, no, I want you to sell me your most valuable thing. I said, Lord, I don't know what that is. And He said, Carol, the most valuable thing that you own is your time. Hmm. Sell me your time and buy the pearl of great price. And that began, Sid, my time spent with the Lord. Just loving Him, just worshiping Him. Sometimes it would be just His presence would come and He would tell me the desires of His heart to me. And it was getting to know Him, just much like a young couple in love. You know, they talk for hours. John and I talked for hours on the phone. And my mom and his mom would say, what on earth are you talking about? You just talked to him last night for 2 hours. And I said, I don't know what we talked about, but I just love him. And so you want to take time to get to know somebody. Well, it's the same with God. He's a God of love. He's a God of relationship, and he wants us to become relational with him on an emotional level and on a heart level.
Well, for 25 years, you've taught this, you've seen the fruit of this. I mean, I have had people in my chair that their lives were transformed from soaking at the Toronto Airport Church. But the good news is you don't have to go anywhere soak before God. So tell me, what is that plate of water and that sponge and that towel there for? Well, you're scaring me.
Towels to dry my hands, but.
Boy, you're not gonna, no.
No, but you see, this is what most of you looked like a few minutes ago. I saw you on TV looking at our studio audience, you know? And you're hard, you're tough, you're, you know, you've got hurts and you've got pain and you're busy in your life. But we want to see what happens because we want to pray anointing over this water. Ah, and we want to put Mr. Sponge in there and see what soaking in God's presence will do. So, Lord, we anoint this water, don't we, Sid?
We do.
And we put Mr. Sponge in, and we'll check on him in a little while to see how he's doing, whether he's still as hard as he was.
Now, you say it's imperative to make God, time for God to heal our broken heart. But most believers say, oh, God's already taken care of it. I had a staff member, a producer, with our ministry who read your material, has been soaking for decades, but he followed the instructions you taught, which are, you've learned in 25 years of teaching thousands how to do this, did it, and he said, it amazed me, but it also amazed him. He had a healing in his heart, literally started weeping before the Lord. Wow. How could it be after all those years as a mature spirit-filled believer? How could it be?
It's amazing because the hurts and pains that we've had growing up are like layers. And it's just been, you know, layer upon layer upon layer. But as we still ourselves, our God knows what the hurts and pains are. And so if we're still before him, he might just put his finger on that like he did with your staff member. And that was a real deep wound in his heart that affected his whole life.
How important is it for us to get our hearts mended before we enter into this great move of God's Spirit?
Well, Sid, I believe that the next move is a move of holiness. Now, not based out of good behavior, but based on our hearts. In Mark, it says, because out of the heart are the issues of life. All the, you know, lewdness and bad, everything comes out of our heart. And so God wants to open up those areas that have been locked up and free us because, you see, when he pours out his Spirit like we're expecting him to do, we want to be pure.
But what if our heart has these old wounds that are covered, 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 covered over?
You see, that's what soaking does. It opens you up to intimacy. It opens you up to God, to hear his voice, that still small voice. And then he'll tell you, Carol, you've got this problem in your heart. Will you let me heal it? And so then you work through whatever it is, just like your staff member did. And God's just set him free in whatever time he took to soak. It wasn't long.
Boy, the presence of God is, I just have to interrupt you and tell you because I have a word from our sponsor, God. God said that people's wrists are being healed right now.
Oh,
carpal tunnel is being healed.
Thank you.
Right now. Anything you need, in the wrist area, and now I'm hearing it spreading to the hand. Anything you need in the hands, arthritic fingers, anything you need, just take it right now. And you know, when we come back, I want to find out, because I've been watching Mr. Sponge, and I want to find out what happened to Mr. Sponge.
Okay.
And when we return, I'm going to ask Carol to tell you about one of the first times she saw radical stage 4 cancer healed through soaking. Be right back.
Call now and get Carol Arnott's powerful brand new book and two-part audio teaching series, Soaking in the Spirit, and her Soaking Encounter Journal. This is an exclusive offer for our Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9673. Carol Arnott's powerful brand new book and two-part audio teaching series, Soaking in the Spirit, will teach you how to begin a life of pursuit of intimacy with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in a way never thought possible before. For over 25 years, Carol Arnott, co-leader of the Toronto Outpouring, has been teaching believers to soak in God's presence, to wait upon the Lord. Soaking in the Spirit has released tens of thousands of Christians to receive divine healing, hear God's voice, and experience God's love like never before. Now she wants to mentor you. Through Carol's book and two-part audio teaching series, you will understand that through soaking prayer, your life will become full of experiences with God. Learn how to soak in the presence of God as a powerful form of prayer. Develop a consistent lifestyle of abiding in the presence of Jesus. Clearly begin to hear God's voice. Access the healing power of the Holy Spirit. Encounter God the Father's love in radical new ways. See your ministry increase, your relationships increase, your anointing increase, and miracles. Signs and wonders increase. On the audio teaching sessions, Carol includes powerful prayers for God's glory presence to come and invade the atmosphere, for God to fill you and clothe you and make you a radiant bride. You will also receive Carol's Soaking Encounter Journal, which is designed to be an interactive journaling experience with the Holy Spirit. It features helpful prompts and journaling invitations. There is a space for you to record in writing your powerful moments with God, including your receiving supernatural wisdom, revelation, insight, direction, clarity, and healing. Don't miss out on getting Carol Arnott's powerful brand new book and two-part audio teaching series, Soaking in the Spirit, and her Soaking Encounter Journal. This is an exclusive offer for our Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9673. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9673 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
All right, so Carol, there's a first time for everything.
You
know, you understand soaking. And the first time that you taught on healing and soaking, tell me about one of the first people that had stage 4 cancer that was healed.
Well, I did the teaching on it, and then, as I usually do, I had them lie down on the floor, get comfortable, and now, I didn't know this lady was in there. My granddaughter had let her in to the conference, and she ended up in my workshop. And so I said, you know, lie on the floor. We're going to lie here for 15 minutes and then take testimonies. So if you need a healing in your body, this is the time. And I was reading scriptures over them, and they were soaking. And they were soaking, yeah. And so then at the end, I said, is there any testimonies? And she said, me, you know, and she was so excited. So I said, honey, what happened to you? She said, well, I really hated you when when you told me to lie down. She said, because I have had stage 4 cancer, and I have a huge tumor and in my stomach, and it's really painful just to sit, much less lie down. And I was thinking, what this woman thinks she's doing? I can't lie on the floor. And so I guess I must have said, you know, if you really want a healing, then you need to position yourself. So lie down or really get comfortable in a chair. But you want to focus on Jesus. Turn your eyes on Jesus. And so she said, I got down on the floor and I was in excruciating pain. She said for probably about 12 minutes of the 15 minutes. And then all of a sudden she said,
it was gone.
The pain left. She said, I had no pain. And then she said, not only that, she said, I put my hand on my stomach, and she said, I was like nine months pregnant with this tumor. And she said, my stomach was flat.
So needless to say, you began teaching, healing, and soaking after that.
You're not getting it.
But what about that man I read about?
Yeah.
That heard one phrase over and over, and that's all he heard.
And for months.
For months.
He was really upset.
What did he hear?
I love you, my son. And he came to me and he said, I've been soaking. I've done everything you said. And all I hear is, I love you, my son. Doesn't God have a bigger vocabulary than I love you, my son? And he was quite angry, like really, he was upset. And so I said, well, let's just lie down, let's position ourselves and ask the Lord what he's trying to communicate to you that you're not getting. So I laid down with him on the floor, we were in a meeting, and so I'm praying for him, soaking.
Speak to this man. Let him hear your voice.
And all of a sudden, I see big tears streaming down his face. And I said, sir, what's God saying to you?
What is it that God is saying?
And he said, the Lord just spoke to me and said, I will keep saying, I love you, my son,
until you get it into your heart.
Until you let it go into your heart. And he said, it just went right into my heart. And he said, I know now that God really loves me and that I am his son. Powerful, powerful transformation in the man.
What happened to Mr. Sponge?
Okay, so he's been soaking for quite a while, right? All right, so let's see. Oh, he's soft.
Now, you protect Mr. Sponge's water from this nice table.
I'll try. All right, let's see. Has Mr. Sponge's face changed? See what happens?
Oh, hold it up to this camera.
See what happens.
Carol, hold it up to this camera.
See, he's really soaking wet with the anointing. And he looks super happy, doesn't he?
Yeah, you told me that when people soak, they need less counseling.
They do, Sid. They do. We were going to shut our counseling department down because, no, seriously, because they would fall out under the power and they would be out for an hour and we would see them laughing and then we'd see them tears and then that would settle down and then we'd hear them laughing again. So we'd ask them, what happened? And they said, God would take us to a real deep wound in our hearts and then heal us and tell us. And then it just became funny because we thought it was such a big deal and it was so easy for God to heal. And so one after the other of all these hurts, God just healed supernaturally.
Tell me briefly the story of Chloe.
This beautiful girl and her husband, she was about 25 when she first showed up. We didn't know her. And John and I were doing Importance of Forgiveness and Bitterroot Judgments at this conference on The Father Loves You. And so her husband really didn't believe in charismatic things, but he'd heard about it and he knew that his wife had really deep father wounds.
Or your wife.
So he brought her against her will, but anyway, brought her. So they're sitting in the very back row. And John does the altar call if anybody, you know, needs to forgive. And he went through a list of people. Come on up to the front. And then I was going to go on about Bitterroot Judgments. And so he's leading them through prayer, and I hear this wailing going on. And I thought, oh my gosh, what is going on? And so I thought, I'm going to go down and see what's going on down there. And I found this beautiful young girl crying. So I went over to her and I said, honey, what's God doing? She said, I hate my father because of this and this and this and this. And
always put me down.
So we prayed through and forgave him. And she ended up falling down under the power. And I stayed with her probably for about, maybe 15, 20 minutes. But she got hot. All of a sudden she said, I'm boiling hot. What's wrong? And I said, I think God's healing you. Do you need a physical healing? And she said, oh boy, do I need a physical healing. She said, my husband carries me upstairs. I can't walk upstairs. I come down on my bottom. I have childhood arthritis. I have 10 seizures a day. I'm on heavy, heavy epileptic seizure medication. I'm lactose intolerant. I have cystic ovaries. I mean, the girl was in,
Right.
And so the heat just kept coming on her, and finally it lifted a bit. I said, can you stand up? Can you do something you couldn't do before? Can we tell, if God is healing you? And she said, well, I can't walk upstairs. So she said, I'll try one or two of the stairs. And we were in this auditorium with a very high platform, and it was a theater type building. So the platform was really high. And so she walked, I said, walk up a couple of the stairs. Well, before I knew it, said, she was just like, zoop. She was at the top of the stairs, and there had to be like 10 or 15 stairs. It was phenomenal. And her husband is standing at the back of the church saying, that's my wife.
The one that didn't
believe. She can't do this. She can't do, physically can't do this.
Real quick, because of time, hold your hands up to that camera and release what you have freely received to the people.
Amen.
Release the glory of God.
Oh, Jesus, I so thank you for the power of intimacy, Lord, and I release to you today, Lord, an anointing to come into his presence, to soak in his love, and to receive all that he has for you, so that his glory of the fire and the purity of God will just flood through your being, that you will never be the same again, and your love will be so precious, and his love to you will even be more dear and wonderful and real. And I ask that in the mighty name of Jesus.
Let it be done in Yeshua's name.